The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley and Aviana Berrientos, Daniel Tagg, and Stephanie Toops. How's everybody doing? I love those glasses.
Oh, they're awesome.
I love them. I love my sunglasses. I had a nightmare last night that someone stole my purse.
Oh.
And this morning it was very real to me. And this actually happened to Sean Wells where he lost an expensive. I typically don't buy expensive sunglasses for just that reason. Right. Every time I do, I have sunglass anxiety.
Yeah, the only time I bought expensive sunglasses, I lost them in a month.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. And it kills you. It's just like, oh, it's because it's such hard-earned money, you know? And but you didn't pay a lot for yours, did you?
Oh, these were $9.99, and aren't they the coolest ones?
They are.
It has an American flag on each one of the lenses. It is awesome.
So we took a picture of it. We're going to put it on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll put it out there.
But yeah, always great to have you two in studio and at the same time. What a lucky girl I am today. So I know we're going to have a great show. For those of you just now joining us, Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate. We're going to be talking about the Kerrygold butter lawsuit for false advertising. Everybody out there knows Kerrygold. They know the brand even if they don't buy it. But they even sell Kerrygold in Target.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's got
Walmart everywhere.
Really? Walmart too?
Walmart
that shouldn't
it.
Surprise me.
Yeah.
I go into Walmart from time to time. I typically don't because I'm always in such a hurry and you have to park like 100 feet away, you know. And not that I mind because typically I'm like you, Daniel.
You guys gonna see
I do it for the extra exercise.
Right.
And I might be able to help an elderly person along the way.
Exactly.
Like you.
Yeah.
Daniel is like... He's the poster child for the best man alive. Isn't that what you're talking about today, too? I feel like when I saw your topic, I'm like, underline Daniel.
Yes. And there are truly a few good men out there. And
hashtag
Daniel's
Daniel.
One of them. Right.
Yeah. Daniel Tagg.
Daniel Tagg. I know, right? And so Daniel is an orthokinetic specialist trainer right next door here at Telos Fitness Center, next to the iHeartRadio Studios in North Dallas. And he specializes in orthokinetics and biomechanics of resistance training. He's going to be talking about speaking of men, what is the definition of a man in today's world? That's going to be a really good topic, and I know you told me you have lots to say.
Yes, I could talk for hours and hours on the subject.
Well, and if that wasn't enough, we've got Cassie Bjork coming on. She is globally recognized. She's an industry leader in weight loss and highly sought after speaker. I actually did my first podcast. After the broadcast with her at the Paleo FX in Austin a few months ago, and we're going to be talking about this, losing her license, her license to practice nutrition. She's a registered dietitian, and she doesn't agree with the standards, and so she's going to talk about what happened. That it's a great story. You don't want to miss it.
Can't wait to hear that.
And then, there's also the podcast after the broadcast that we, you know, dig a little deeper and talk about things really that you can't. Really, say podcasts are different than, you know, terrestrial radio because you don't have to, you know, adhere to the rules of the FCC and the FDA. There's certain things you just can't say. You just can't say them. And you can't swear either, really. Not that you'd want to. I like to swear. In fact, I swear too much. In fact, I told my daughters this morning, listen, I'm going to really try to stop swearing. But they're the ones that make me swear the most.
I've read articles that said, like, the smartest people. I mean, that's just because I'm trying to find, you know, representation for myself. But
I don't, you know, what's funny is I don't like listening to it.
I don't.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, it shows to me it's like a lack of, not that it is a lack of education, but it's like, okay, you can expand your word, your vocabulary past four syllables, you know, four letter words.
I swear the most when my kids leave a mess.
I do. I love him.
Yeah. I know, right? He is so awesome. But I don't know about when you, do you curse a lot too? Stephanie?
Mostly when I'm driving.
Me too.
Like
driving?
I have such a hard time driving. And I was just out of Dallas for a little while in a smaller town. And you come back to Dallas and you realize the constant state of like level that you're at because of just driving.
I fantasize about being like an undercover police officer and having like a I'm serious, and having like one of those flashy things that you like, I can put my arm outside my window and put it on top of my car and go after someone.
I would love to do that, especially for blinkers. That's one of my pet peeves. Oh. People don't use their blinkers.
I just talked about this the other day.
Seriously, it's my biggest pet
peeve. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Seriously?
That's awesome. Well, I got caught off by some ding-dong last night who didn't use his blinker. I call it directional. Have you ever heard it called a directional?
I have, but that was like in Europe.
Maybe that's where I got it from.
You're very cultured.
Yeah. Well, I did live there for a while. Yeah. I lived there when I was very young for a couple of years. Okay. So
That's probably why it stuck. Yeah.
It's probably why it stuck. But I do like it because a blinker could mean anything. I mean, a directional, that's what they tell the people behind you and in front of you what direction you're going in.
And that's the purpose. And I hate it when people turn it on as they're turning. It's like, it's too late. Like, I know you're turning by this point.
I'm just so tired of jackass drivers. I'm like so tired of them.
Yeah.
And I have to say this, and I'm not picking on all pickup drivers, but guys that drive pickups have a higher level of a-holeness than your typical driver.
I agree 100%. And the bigger the truck, usually the bigger
the bigger the a-hole.
You're a motorcycle driver. I worry about people like you because I just feel like people are not paying attention.
No, they're not.
I see people going 80 miles an hour down 75 on their phones.
You have to pay so much attention to everyone else around you as a motorcyclist. So your situational awareness, that's one of the reasons I love it, is that your situational awareness has to be on. Otherwise, you could be dead.
You make me think of Guy Mesker when you say that. He talks about situational awareness
all
the time.
I don't have that right now. I don't have that at all.
And you hone that everywhere that you are, whether it's whether it's driving, walking around a corner, whatever. You need to pay attention to situational awareness.
Vigilance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby. I'm here to tell you. Gosh, when you read, I keep bringing up this book that I'm reading called A Little Piece of Light. It is a woman's story, Donna Hilton, of years and years of abuse and by people you would not expect, by ministers, by police officers, detectives, correctional officers. I mean, just unbelievable. Like people that you think you could trust, like your adoptive parents, things like that. Just unbelievable what goes on in this world. I feel like a babe in the woods reading this. And thank God I was lucky enough to not ever, be sexually abused as a child. But, I was almost raped at 16 years old by a 45-year-old man who just thought, that he could do what he want. And then I was silenced by a woman who was best friends with the family,
Really?
Yeah, I was. I was just telling the story earlier when I was getting my hair done. I was silent. She said to me, this conversation will never, we can never talk. I think her exact words were, we will never talk about this again. I never told my parents.
It's horrible.
And it was like, and he should have been prosecuted.
Yes.
He should have been prosecuted.
He needs to know he can't get away with it because he didn't get away with it. But what if he gets away with it with the next one?
Right. A lot of people get away with a lot of stuff behind closed doors and it doesn't make it right. And so that's why I'm glad that there are gentlemen like you out there, Daniel. You give me hope.
Thank you.
You give me hope. So really good. We're going to talk about a lot of good stuff. What do you want to talk about right now? We've got a couple of minutes, like 2-3 minutes. What are you going to talk about? Come on.
Well, going off of that subject, on the situational awareness, right? For those girls to stay out of those situations, they're just little things. Like, literally, every time I walk around a corner, I go around the wide end of the corner. I don't cut the corner. Everyone tries to go the path, the shortest path.
Yeah.
Well, what if there's someone waiting right there to steal your purse, to jump on you, do whatever? You have no time to assess it and react.
Uh-huh.
So literally, just go around corners as wide as you can so you
can
see
what happened to me the other day. Sorry to cut you off.
No.
Like, I don't remember where I was, but I cut a corner and it was dark at night and it was an alley like right around that corner. I didn't realize it and I immediately like felt like someone was there, but there wasn't, thank goodness. But I shouldn't have cut. Yeah, not that I knew. I shouldn't have cut the corner like that. It freaked me out.
Yes, don't cut the corner.
You have to be so careful. You know, the first time I was robbed, I got a real education.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you do the play-by-play because here's what I had to do. When I would leave the pizza shop at night, and this was down off of Jim Miller.
Yeah.
Right.
It was, down in the not-so-pleasant Grove. And back in the 80s, there were murders, late 80s, there were murders every single night. In fact, a guy that had a little business, like a convenience store down the road, was killed. That we knew personally. And so you had to be really careful. So after the first time I got robbed, I was so vigilant. I can't even tell you. So I had my .357 down the front of my pants. And then I had a shotgun that someone loaned me. A friend of the family loaned me me a shotgun, and here's what I would do at night when I would come out of the door.
Okay. So she's got the 357 in her pants. She comes out the door with the shotgun.
Yeah.
So here's the door.
And I would turn around with the shotgun.
Oh, she's turning around with the shotgun and looking up and like pointing it up at the...
Like because, a wild woman.
Yes.
Yes, because they used to jump you off the roof too.
Oh, did they jump
crime
off the
was
roof?
So, that had happened where our business owner was attacked by someone jumping off the roof. So I would come out like mother.
You look like you're coming out like, in the old Western videos, part, you know, and you're looking
but,
up.
Yeah,
there.
But part of it is being aware and looking aware. I think that they look for people that are in their phones, in their purses, distracted with whatever it is. So I've always heard, like, and if you're worried about someone, you look them straight in the face.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you don't act scared. You look them straight in the face. You say hello. You interact with them. You let them know that you see them.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But the most common way of not paying attention is ladies getting into their cars after grocery shopping, especially ones with small children, right?
Yeah.
They're fumbling around for the keys. They don't have their hands. I've looked at women as I go to my car. I'm just like, because I'm always thinking in the defensive, you know, but I want to see what someone in the offensive would be seeing as well. So I'm thinking, I'm like, if I wanted to just steal this lady's purse, whatever, I'm like, I could do it so easily right now because she's not aware of anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, get your keys out before you even leave the store, prep it, you know, get it so that you can get it. And if you have a kid in your hand, that way you just have to click a button. Right. It unlocks. Just little things like that.
Oh,
can
and at
save
night you walk. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? You tell yourself, I'm a badass.
Yes.
You come near me, I'm killing you.
And then,
like, seriously, that you have to tell yourself that so you have that, you comp that attitude so that.
Get the attitude and then train. Yeah. Like, go to Guy Mesger's, get some jujitsu, get some boxing. Like, I mean, go so you can back up that thought process.
My roommate used to say, walk hard, Stephanie, look hard. And I was like, I don't know that I could pull that off, but I will try.
You could pull it off.
You can, especially after you had a gun held to your head. Trust me on
and
that.
And when you're coming out of your Jeep?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
With those glasses.
Yeah.
Great conversation, you guys. Love it. Everyone, we've got more coming up with Stephanie Toops and Daniel Tagg and our very special guest today, Cassie Bjork. We're going to be talking about losing the license. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Who this is, Daniel?
John Denver?
No.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
No. Who is it, Diamond? I forgot to.
It's the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles. Oh, my gosh. How could I forget that? I've only seen them in concert like 10 times.
They were amazing.
One of the few people I've seen in concert.
Yeah, I love the Eagles. Don Henley lives right here in Dallas, Texas. Did you know that?
He was my next door neighbor for several years.
He was?
He was.
Wow. What was that like?
I never saw him. We had high fences. I just knew that he lived in that property next door.
That would be cool. I mean, that would be really
That's
cool.
Awesome.
You know, I'd love to have him on the show sometime. I'm one of his biggest fans. I mean, his music is incredible.
Yeah.
I'll have he and Jackson Browne on together. Wouldn't that be like ultimate fantasy radio experience?
Talking a lot about Bernadette's fantasies today.
Are we? Yeah.
We talked. You said something about a fantasy earlier. Yeah.
Oh, the, being able to be a police officer whenever I want to, a vigilante cop. Yeah, that would be fun. But everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, Daniel Tagg, and my very special guest on the line, Cassie Bjork. She is a globally recognized industry leader in weight loss and a highly sought after speaker, and is the number one international best-selling author of Why Am I Still Fat? The Hidden Keys to Unlocking That Stubborn Weight Loss. For more than a decade, she has helped tens of thousands of people achieve the bodies that they want, not by starving or skimping, but by feeding themselves foods that fuel effective and sustainable weight loss. Cassie and her trained team identify the missing puzzle pieces for health and weight loss, which conventional doctors and nutritionists often miss, and provide clients with a full picture of how their bodies function. Cassie speaks widely and contributes to a regular column called Real Talk with Dietitian Cassie in Paleo Magazine. I love this girl. And when Cassie isn't busy connecting with her audiences, she loves doing CrossFit workouts, yoga, paddleboarding, and the lakes of Minneapolis in the summer, and beach runs in San Diego during the winter. I want her life. Cassie, how are you?
Hey, Bernadette. Well, I'm good, but maybe you don't want my life because I just got back from a month in Bali and I got bit by a monkey. I literally got attacked by a monkey.
Oh my gosh. How did that happen?
Well, the monkey was trying to steal my cell phone and I was like, it's not going to happen. I was trying to get pictures of the monkey, obviously, and I got my phone, but my leg got just these huge, deep monkey bites.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, we actually talked about this sort of thing with Amora Davies a couple of weeks ago from the SPCA of North Texas about basically you don't jack around with wild animals and they don't like their pictures taken. So beware, everyone. You don't want to get bit by a monkey.
No. Okay. And then one more weird thing. And then last Friday, I was surfing in San Diego and I stepped on a stingray. Like I jumped off the surfboard and I stepped on a stingray. So weird stuff happens when you're living the life, I guess.
I know. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a price for everything, right? So wild monkeys, stingrays, but you're living your life to the fullest. And I love that. And I love your amazing spirit, Cassie. You are a delight to be around. And I just look forward to getting this information out to our listeners. So tell us what happened. Tell us the story what led you to giving up your hard-earned dietitian license.
Oh, my gosh. It was the craziest thing. And it's funny. too, because last time you and I were actually chatting, we were together in person at Paleo FX, and we talked about this a little bit. Because
yes.
I've been known for a while now, probably for like a decade, I've been known for having this more paleo, you know, approach to nutrition and life and weight loss. And I've always gone against the grain. You know, I tried that all the low fat, low calorie diet stuff, and it never worked for me. So basically, I dug into the research and was like, oh my gosh, there's way more to metabolism and weight loss and health than just calories in and calories out. So basically, the long story short is I took all that I learned in the research, and that's how I developed the approach that my team and I take today. And we lead our clients through this group coaching program that we have called Rule Breakers, because we're breaking all these dieting rules. But what's funny, when I started doing all of this, or it's not really that funny, it was really frustrating at the time, just a few years into my career, something really unexpected happened. The Board of Dietetics and Nutrition served me with papers
wow.
to cease and desist my approach to weight loss.
Yeah.
So they told me, you can't do it anymore. What you can talk about is low fat, low calorie. You can't be talking about all these other things that actually impact our metabolism and weight. So they didn't want me talking about, you know, hormones or supplements or stress or sleep or thyroid. Really, you know, you mentioned my book, and these are all like the missing factors that people don't look at, and they have to be addressed in order to lose weight and keep it off. And even if, you know, you're not wanting to lose weight, even just to feel good and prevent diseases and have really good energy levels and focus, we've got to look at the big picture.
Absolutely. Well, and so it's so people out there listening are going, what? They served her with cease and desist over
yeah.
information that she was giving out as a dietitian. Would you yeah. like to go? Would you like to tell our listeners why they were after you?
Well, I think this is the crazy thing, is the goalposts kind of frequently change. Like, they didn't really give me any specific reasons. They just said, all we want you to talk about is food. And the problem is, you can't get results unless you look at the whole picture of health. And that's how we've gotten the results that we have over the years. So it was interesting, because this was a really long, actually 5.5 year fight. And I was confused throughout the whole process. They never really said it's just because of this one thing. They said, you're just not doing what you were taught in school and you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally what happened is I fought this. I fought to keep my license for 5.5 years.
You had to hire an attorney yourself, right, to defend yourself.
Oh, I had a few attorneys on the case. It was this huge ordeal. And I think the reason that I was fighting so hard is because I knew, like, in my heart of hearts, that what I was doing was right, because I was helping people. And, you know, I was known as Dietitian Kathy, so, like, my identity was kind of tied to my license, too.
Yeah.
But the reality was, when I really sat down and, like, you know, prayed and meditated and said, why am I fighting so hard? I realized, you know what, I'd actually feel better and more aligned with who I am and my approach if I just let this darn license go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did
yes.
in January. I said, you know what? I know to be true.
Right. Well, you know, it's clear that they
believe and know to be true.
Right. Well, you know, it's clear that they had an agenda. Do you believe that they are bought and paid for by big industry?
I really, really do. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'll never forget the annual conference for dietitians where we get our CEUs. I remember walking in the doors of this conference in Chicago many years ago now, and they were sponsored by Coca-Cola. I see the big Coca-Cola tent, and then I see McDonald's. They're handing up little fruit and yogurt parfaits, and then I see Pepsi, and then I see General Mills. And I remember even back then, I was like, this is so
wrong.
Backwards. And to this day, they're still getting sponsorship money from all these big food companies.
Wow. That's
and you
really
wonder why we're dietitians are still teaching flawed information. I don't even think it's the dietitians to blame. It's like
right.
sometimes you don't know unless you know. And that's
right.
just what we're taught in school. Like, we're getting our CEUs from, you know, talks that are sponsored by Pepsi, who are saying calorie, you know, Diet Coke is fine as long as, you know, because there's no calories in it. Like
right.
that's where we're getting our education. It's nuts.
Wow. Wow. And I know there's people out there shaking their head, just like Daniel and Stephanie were. So, you know, why do you think why did they come after you in particular?
Well, I thought about this a lot. I think one big aspect of this story and one of the reasons they came after me is because even back when they came after me, well, I'm pretty outspoken about things. And even back then, my platform and my brand were pretty big. And even 6 years ago when I first became a target, I had a lot of people following me. I was all over, you know, TV, and, you know, some of your listeners may know me from Paleo Magazine and CrossFit.com. And I was kind of being interviewed all over the place, because 10 years ago, Bernadette, there weren't a lot of dietitians saying, eat more fat to lose weight.
Right.
So, you know, I got all over in Shape and Self and Cosmopolitan and Women's Health and all over national TV and things like that. So I think because of that, because of the views and the influence that I was having, I think that they were just I don't know, putting their foot down and not wanting me to get any of that publicity for basically teaching something completely against
right.
what they teach.
Well, they were scared. They yeah. don't want the truth to come out. They don't want the truth to come out. And that's why yeah. I love your bravery. You're brave as a bear. I absolutely love that about you. I do, Cassie. And so what's your advice for other dietitians who may be listening or healthcare professionals?
Oh, I've got asked that so much. And I just think you've got to listen to your heart. You've got to stand up for what you believe in, no matter how
Amen.
Hard it is. I mean, that's the thing is, I mean, the bigger we get, the more influence we have. There's always going to be haters and people coming against us. And I think the beautiful part of this whole story is, of course, I was nervous. Like, I didn't know what would happen when I gave up my license, what would affect my business and the people that follow me. And the coolest thing was, it's only helped because everyone who follows me, they already knew what I was aligned, you know, what I stood for and, like, what was aligned with my approach and what wasn't. And the response that we got was, gosh, we were just surprised you didn't give up that license sooner
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't even align with what you teach. And I thought that was so amazing is that when you step into who you really are and what you truly believe, and when you stand up for that, I mean, only good things can happen from
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. And again, you know, kudos to you. I absolutely love your spirit mm-hmm. and your passion. So what do people, we're almost out of time. What do people know? What do people need to know about the shady side of the weight loss industry?
I think they need to know, we kind of already talked about this, so I'll just make this quick, is that it's not all based on science. It's not all based on research. A lot of it is based on money, really. Like, it's like, follow the money, you know? How come Coca-Cola was sponsoring all these events? Well, you know, it doesn't take a wizard to figure that out. So mm-hmm. I think it really comes down to not only listening to your heart. You know, when you're eating low calorie over and over and you're gaining weight, it's like, well, it must not be working for you.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big thing, is really kind of look at the source, and also just try to find, if you're looking for like a dietitian or a practitioner, really try to find someone who resonates with you and try something different. Like, what's the definition of insanity? If we do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, that's what happens when we're yo-yo dieting, right?
So absolutely.
Really, I mean, lifestyle change isn't the sexiest term, but that's what we want to go for here to really get long-term results.
Well, and don't allow yourself to be brainwashed. I mean, I was thinking when you were yeah. saying about McDonald's, there's even, I think, believe it, there still is, unless they changed it. In the Cleveland Clinic, there's a McDonald's there. There's a McDonald's in the Cleveland
yeah.
Clinic. Think about that. It's crazy, yeah. right? So counterintuitive. So, but love you, girl. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bernadette.
All right, everyone. You can find Cassie B. York at Cassie.net. That's Cassie.net, C-A-S-S-I-E. She's a firecracker. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Kiss one another. Die for each other. We're cool for the summer.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi and Avi in studio with me and Stephanie Toops, as well as Daniel Tagg, if you're just now joining us. Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food and personal care products. We're going to be talking about Kerrygold butter and the lawsuit here coming up in just a few minutes. They're being sued for false advertising. And Daniel Tagg is a regular on the show as well. He is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics, the biomechanics of resistance training. He is a licensed massage therapist, holds belts in three different martial arts systems, and was a wildland firefighter, and he's just a good guy. And we're talking today about what is the definition of a man in today's world. Daniel Tagg, what is the definition of a man?
You know, it's interesting. There, if you ask 100 different people, you'll get 100 different answers.
Mm-hmm. And so you're talking a little bit like a cowboy right now.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, when I thought of this topic, I was actually up in the mountains hiking, and I was thinking to like how sometimes when you intro, you're like, "And Daniel's a real man," you know, and then like Guy Mesger was saying, "Hey, a real man doesn't get pedicures," and I was like, you know, I've studied like the definition of a man and like how to be a man in modern day society and all this stuff. I'm like, man, I should talk about that. So
Yeah. That's
kind of how I came up with this. But
so do you get manicures?
I do not.
My dad gets a pedi mani every 2 weeks.
You know, I wouldn't say that's very manly, but that's not like if you can still be a man and get manicures and pedicures.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's never done that until like the last year of his life.
Really?
It's very odd to me, but it's his thing.
Hey,
I hear
whatever,
it's nice.
Let her float your boat, right?
That's not the definition. So I was listening to this book called The Measure of a Man in Today's Society, right? And so another book that I've read that's called Raising a Modern Day Knight. It's how to raise young men and your kids, right?
I just love that book.
Okay, it's an awesome book. It's
an
amazing book. So in it, the definition that he gives of a true man, and whether you're a Christian, this is based on a Christian point of view, but whether you're a Christian or not, you can take these principles. It is to reject passivity, accept responsibility, lead courageously, and then for those Christians, expect the greater reward. Okay, so you're not always going to see the reward in life. But if you really think about it, that encompasses everything. What is the problem with today's society of, like, there's no men in the household that step up and do their job because they're rejecting the responsibility, right? They're not leading. They're rejecting their responsibility. They're being passive. They're being lazy.
Yep.
They're not stepping up and leading.
And it's harder to raise children, I can tell you.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not easy.
It's harder to raise children without a man in the house to back you up, or a woman. I'm not being sexist here. It could be a lesbian couple. It doesn't matter. Two heads are better than one. That goes for parenting as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I agree with every point that you just made on what makes a real man.
Yeah. If you
let's talk about him again. Give him again. I like him.
So you reject passivity. Stop being passive. Mm-hmm. Get out there and start stepping up. And that comes down to your job. Like, even if it's not your fault, take responsibility and then start to lead from there. It's like when you start passing off, even if it's not your fault, nothing gets accomplished there. Right. So just be like, my bad. This is what we're going to do to fix it. Boom. You can't just say sorry. You got to step up and fix it afterwards and not let it happen again.
Right.
Okay. So you got to accept responsibility. So that's first, you got to not be passive. And then you got to accept that responsibility, like in the business, right? Of just say, hey, it's my fault, whatever. Then you have to lead courageously. Okay. Because leading is not easy and it's almost never easy. And so you got to lead courageously and just step up and do it. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be comfortable. You just step up, get over it, and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when I'm saying these things too, it's like I still need to work on every one of these daily.
Well,
I fail on these daily. So it's not like I'm saying I do all these. I'm perfect.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, no, this is what you strive for. And then as a Christian, you expect the greater reward of I might not have a great life. I might not have an easy life. But when I go to heaven, like, God's going to reward me for stepping up and being a man.
Well, I believe whether you're Christian, Buddhist, whatever you are, those same principles apply in the sense that, you know, karma, what you put out there, what you leave behind, your reputation, what are people going to say about you after you're gone? Those are important questions to ask yourself. How are you living your life? Are you being the best man or woman, I might add,
as you
live your life? So do you want to tell us what you think? What's the true definition of a woman?
So I think that's a good question. Man, I was not prepared for that one.
Well, you know I'm going to go there.
I've studied. I should have known that. But I've studied how to be a man. I'd say being a woman, a lot of the same things. You just need to take responsibility, stop being passive. But women tend to be a lot more responsive and less passive than guys in today's society. Mm-hmm. But the same thing is step up and just take responsibility. I think those are the two biggest things is start leading when you need to lead. Don't shirk off your responsibilities. And just stop being passive.
Yeah.
I mean, passivity is like one of the biggest problems, especially for Americans. We have everything so easy that's like, oh, that can wait until tomorrow. Or I'm going to go hire someone to do that job, even though I have time and I could do it.
Right.
Like there's times where you don't have time. You pay someone to clean your house. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it's like the little things that you can do, like stop putting them off. Tomorrow, what you can do today.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for both sexes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't, you know, I had an interesting conversation last week with someone about housework.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it always left up to women? You know, but we could go anywhere with that, right,
yeah,
Stephanie?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of things that affect that. But I feel that a good man is a man that, you know, pitches in around the house.
I agree with that 100%. Like when my mom and dad got married, this was his stipulation, and he said, I will do everything to help out in the house. I will do everything. I'll help cook, clean, vacuum, do dishes, all that. He's like, I don't want to clean bathrooms. He's like, if you're okay with that, like, let's go into marriage knowing that. I won't clean the bathroom ever.
Yeah.
I will do everything
else. I would have a problem with that. I'm like, oh, so it's good enough for me, but not for you?
Well, my mom was fine with it.
Upfront negotiation, right? I mean, it's like, okay, that's my thing that I don't want to do. And somebody might say, I don't want to ever do dishes, I don't ever, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think you get a right to say that.
But that's what he said. He was honest, and she was okay with it.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. But
take
anyways,
the good with the bad, I guess.
But the main thing is, I agree. It's like, I want to, if I ever get married, like, I want to be able to, like, I love cooking with other people.
Yeah.
So I don't like necessarily cooking, but I always, like, I moved up to Washington State to live with my sister one summer, and we cooked together, and then we cleaned the dishes together, and it's just a good time to hang out and talk.
Yeah. We found your wife, Cassie Bjork.
That's right.
You need to, like, call her, dial her up.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you would like me to be, I mean, because I feel like we're going to get calls. If you would like me to field the dating requests here for Dan,
you feel the dating requests, you do that.
We can certainly handle that.
Do that.
Send requests to info at onelife.com.
That's hilarious. If you guys get one, I'm going to be surprised, and I'll crack up.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, when does a boy become a man,
Daniel? So that's a very good question. We'll see if we have enough time to really go over this. That's something that I think is really missing in our society today, is that in a lot of different societies, especially in the past, there was an event where you went from boyhood to manhood. You had to pass some kind of trial, and in that tribe, in that culture, whatever it was, you were a man. Whether it happened at 13, 20, 21, whatever it is, we do not have that in our society. And that's one of the things it talks about in Raising a Modern Day Knight, is there is an actual ceremony, and it can be up to your preference, but there is a ceremony and something they have to do to become a man.
Yeah.
So, like in other cultures, excuse me, there was, like, the Native American culture.
Yeah, they
there was
that.
This one. Yes. Mm-hmm. So they would put hooks in the young warrior and put it through his, basically, armpits,
yikes,
hanging him up with rawhide straps. And you'd have to hang there until the rawhide broke off. And that was just one of the challenges. There are several others.
Brutal.
If you pass that, you are considered a man in that tribe. There's a tribe in Africa. I don't know if they still do this. And I think the boy was 13, 14 years old. They give you a spear and a long knife, you go out and you come back with a lion, which you're going to hate, or you don't come back at all.
Or you don't come back at all because the lion eats you.
Exactly.
Because you got no business being there.
Yeah. But that was their definition of what it was to be a man, and whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, is there was something, and that boy knew from that day on he was a man. In our society, it's like, is it when you turn 21? Is it when you first sleep with a girl? How many girls you sleep with? Like, that's the thing in college, right? Ooh, I'm a real man. I bedded two girls last night, or whatever.
See what a gentleman he is. He even says,
I know, I love him.
He bedded them. Instead of banged
them. He's a true knight. Oh, wow.
But that's like how screwed up guys' perception of being a man is.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And we need to have better standards and definitions out there.
Oh, my gosh. I could talk about this all day long. And especially, I'm going to bring up this book again, A Little Piece of Light. It is a story of this woman that has been brutalized by man after man after man in her life. And I have to tell you, every man and woman should read this book for educational purposes of how not to live your life, how to protect one another, how to be a strong woman and a strong man. And that doesn't mean victimizing or abusing someone weaker than you physically.
If you victimize someone weaker than you, you are a coward.
You are a coward.
An absolute coward.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you are, man, woman, whatever. If you pick on someone smaller and weaker than you, I don't care if they're bigger and stronger than you, you're a coward.
Absolutely.
Period.
And I love the way he says it, too, like coward.
I know.
Yeah, I wish we could videotape him right now. I guess we could. But, you know, Daniel, you are an amazing man. And I hope that there's other men out there listening that listen to you, because we need it so badly in this world right now. We really, really do. Gosh, I love it. I just could talk about it all day.
Yeah. And you can't do it on your own either. You got to have help.
Yeah, absolutely.
My dad raised me right. I still fail daily. I still have other men that hold me accountable. You can't do it on your own.
I love it. Daniel, thank you so much. Maybe we'll talk about this again, elaborate a little more, dig a little deeper into this.
I'll read the book.
I've got it. Yeah,
And then I'll do some more research
on the
woman's side.
What?
Raising a Modern Day Knight.
Okay.
And it's by Jean Getz.
Yeah. And a little.
Robert Lewis, sorry.
And A Little Piece of Light by Donna Hilton. We're going to put both of them in our newsletter. How about that?
Be awesome.
Because you can sign up for the newsletter at oneliferadio.com. We're going to go to break. Stephanie Toop's coming up talking about Kerrygold butter in a lawsuit for false advertising. Liar, liars, pants on fire. All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette.
Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Laravel Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
You know the song, Daniel?
I've heard it. I have no idea who sings it. It's not my playlist.
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
You know the Beastie Boys?
I recognize that
name. Aren't they
name,
from
yes.
Dallas? Does anybody? I think one of them. No. I thought they were from Dallas. Why did I think that? Or one of them was one of the guys. But everyone, I love teasing Daniel about his music acumen, if you will. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And also the podcast after the broadcast with Cassie Bjork is on the website as well. You can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And I just want to let everyone know that, you know, our sponsors are the best, that we have an incredible vetting process. It's really extensive. And so these are companies that we recommend that help bring this programming to you. They help pay the bills. They're fine companies like Sun Warrior. It is a premier all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. And of course, the H Hemp Company, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. You can use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And we had Paleo Magazine on, Cassie Bjork, just a few minutes ago. They're one of our sponsors, as well as the Wellbeing Journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And last but not least is the Sunlight and Infrared Saunas. Can't even tell you how much I love it. I was in there last night with Marie. We did anti-aging. I'm not sure what I'm going to do tonight, but I absolutely love it. And you can get them now at the, what is it called again?
Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Ooh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. I've had great success with it, with my pain management. So, my knees are shot from so many years of working out, Daniel.
Right.
Dancing and stuff. I love having you guys in studio. Stephanie Toops is such a joy to be with. She really is as well. Just like Daniel, she is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She is a CPA and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. Love this girl. And so today we are talking about Kerrygold Butter is in a lawsuit for false advertising. So tell us about the lawsuit.
So this is crazy because I feel like so many people, I kind of threw it out there today with my social media and just in our small crowd here. I, of course, had Kerrygold in my fridge. I was able to just go grab it right out of my fridge to do my social media content this morning to promo the spot here. But yeah, so there was a lawsuit that was filed last week in regards to false advertising with Kerrygold being a grass-fed butter. And so most people that buy Kerrygold that pay the premium price that they pay for Kerrygold is because it is marketed as a grass-fed product.
But I think the price point on it is really reasonable. I don't find it high at all.
It's gone down the last two, 3 years by quite a bit.
Yeah, I think there's more competition.
Well, what a coincidence. What a coincidence.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because they're taking shortcuts.
Yeah. So I think
on the pasture.
Yeah. And so the reason that people want grass-fed butters is number one, they don't contain any grain or non-GMO products for the most part. But also they contain more beta carotene, which is vitamin A, and then omega-3s. And so you can see the difference if you put a conventional butter next to a grass-fed butter. You can see the difference.
It's like a yellowy color from
the
grass-fed.
Well, and for consumers like myself, for me it's important that the animal was raised in its natural environment and got to live its life out on a pasture and be happy and have its little baby calves around and just, you know, a happy environment. That's important to me.
So what most people, when they look at like a grass-fed product, the expectation is that the cows are left to graze naturally in a grass field. But most people don't know, and this is in regards to beef as well, is the difference between grass-fed and grass-finished. And so you may have a grass-fed product when during the summer months they are grazing and they have access to, forage for grass. But in the winter months, they're fed silage or they're fed some sort of grain product, soy, to finish.
Shady Realty. Producers. Because I actually spoke this morning with a Kansas farmer. His family is a longtime owner of most of Kansas farmland. A very successful family. And they don't. This is the difference. So this is what it comes down to. It all comes down to money, right? Comes down to money because hay is very expensive. And so if they're fed hay over the winter months, which is what this farmer does from Canvas in his Kansas, not Canvas. they feed them hay in the winter. They don't feed them the cheaper soy and the corn and all the stuff that is much cheaper than hay.
That's absolutely right. So, and according to Kerrygold, what's interesting about this is that Kerrygold doesn't even put out there that they don't do this. They have been upfront about the fact that the Irish dairy cows enjoy a healthy grass-based diet all year round. The vast majority, up to 85%, is from rich natural grass. Supplementary feed makes up about 15% of the cow's diet. Of that 15%, 20 to 25% may be from GMO sources. So up to 3% of a cow's typical annual diet may be from GMO. So Kerrygold is open about that in terms of their communication. Now, the marketing on the package says grass-fed.
Right.
So I think what's really difficult about this and what I find in my industry and what I'm really up to speed on is that you have to be incredibly well-educated in order to understand these types of things.
Right.
And the layperson who even a lay-educated person who is trying to do better by purchasing a grass-fed butter is looking at the marketing on the package.
Right.
Seeing that it's grass-fed and expecting that that's the product that they're getting and that they're purchasing and paying for, the premium price.
So do they need to come up with an actual, term or seal or what would you call it, a certification that it says grass-finished?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
That's what you've talked about before. Yes. Grass-fed, grass-finished. And they do need to come up with that definition. There's grass-fed and then there's grass-fed and grass-finished.
So it would be a grass-finished butter product like they have for a beef-related
product.
So
what is Kerrygold going to do about this problem?
Well, that's really interesting. They really haven't responded yet to
They will soon because their sales are going to tank.
It's going to be huge. It's really brand new. But I was going to give you guys some quick options. Organic Valley is a butter that you can use. Anchor is one as well. So look in your natural foods or grocer for a fully grass-fed. They're going to say the same thing, grass-fed, but those they are fully
more reputable. And there's a couple of different brands in Central Market that I saw. I have it in my refrigerator, a German one. A German one is really good. And French, too, because the French don't fool around with their butter.
Yeah, Rumiano is another. I'll be interested to see what, the French don't mess with
or their wine. Yeah. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Always love having you guys in studio. Daniel Tagg, everyone out there listening, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.